You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
With only a couple of weeks left of spring training, there's some news coming out of Dodger camp. Some of it not so wonderful, but we'll get into that. I'm Allison Footer. I'm here with Ken Gernick, covers the Dodgers every day for our wonderful website. Ken, let's start with Andre Ethier. So this is a pretty big blow to the team, out for a while with that fracture. So can you take us through what happened there?
Yeah, he fouled the ball off his leg, and the initial x-rays didn't reveal anything, but the pain persisted. They did a bone scan, and they found a fracture, and he'll be out 10 to 14 weeks.
Okay, so what you know, what does that do for the team? I mean, you know, he's obviously you know, a big part of the equation here. So where do they go from here in his absence?
Yeah, it's going to be a big drop off in run production, I'm sure. Carl Crawford will probably get the first chance to step in. He's coming off a bad year, and he's not having a good spring. So they've got Scott Van Slyke, who can face left-handers. He's got a lot of power from the right-hand side. But they're going to miss Ethier. He really had a good bounce-back year last year. Hasn't had quite the same power that he had, you know, 4 or 5 years ago, but he was very productive last year, especially against right-handed pitching. So it's a loss.
Okay. And then moving on to just some things with Bolsinger. We just want to talk about this a little bit. So we had a strain oblique, which will keep him from opening the season. So Andrew Friedman just announced that. And he had kind of moved into a spot when Beachy was developing some elbow soreness. So what are the options now to fill that fifth spot in the rotation?
Yeah, they're really deep down on the depth chart now. I mean, it hasn't been a good spring for the Dodgers. They've had a lot of injuries. They thought they had depth in pitching, and these guys just keep breaking down. You know, they lost Anderson to back surgery. Now Bolsinger's out. He was one of the fifth starter candidates. So was Beachy. Neither one of them will probably be the fifth starter. So now they're going. They may have to go back to Zach Lee, who they already sent out to the minor leagues. It may be Carlos Frias, who they've never decided whether he's a reliever or starter. Their 19-year-old Mexican sensation Julio Urias is also over in the minor league side, and there's going to be the temptation to use him because he's so effective and dominant. But he's also at 19, not just 19, but he only threw 80 innings last year. So there's no way they're going to jump him up to 180 or 200 innings this year. He's got to be managed properly. So they're in a real bind for fifth starter. You know, the only good news is in April, you don't need starters every time through the rotation. They'll use one the first time, and then they can skip it, and they can skip one later. You know, they're really under siege here with injuries, and the starter is really feeling it.
I guess they'll be just scanning, not that they don't do this every day, but really scanning that waiver wire, and there'll be guys that are going to be released from other teams, you know, guys that are on minor league contracts with provisions to be released by X amount of days before the season starts if they're not going to be with the major league team. So I guess they're really going to have to delve into that and see who's available.
Yeah, you're right, but you know, when you have a $250 million payroll, you don't think you're going to be digging through the dumpster trying to find, you know, cast-offs from other teams on opening day. So, you know, they may wind up catching lightning in a bottle, so to speak, but they're sort of already in a crisis stage. And it's unfortunate because a lot of it really can't be predicted, you know. I mean, they had, they lost one reliever when he got into a car accident and broke his arm. I mean, it's just been a lot of weird stuff and a freakish thing, getting back to Ethier. You foul a ball off your leg, and usually it's a bruise, and this time it was a fracture. So they've had a real unlucky spring, a lot of guys hurt, not the way they thought that they would open the season for new manager Dave Roberts.
Okay, well, I can't end this on such a depressing note. So Kenta Maeda, I mean, he did have a good outing. Let's talk a little bit about him, just briefly. What have you seen from him this spring? And he seems to be fitting in pretty well.
Yeah, he's been exactly what they were hoping for so far. Of course, he hasn't faced, in a real game. He hasn't faced real lineups. But he's been real effective so far. And he's not overpowering, but he has four pitches, and he locates them well. And he seems to be making the adjustment from Japan so far. So, you know, so far so good, and that's really one less thing for them to worry about, at least for now. They've got plenty of others, so they're real happy with Maeda to this point.
Okay, Ken, thank you. Next week, hopefully, there'll be some better news. Appreciate your time.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.